The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to share a real estate story, if you'd like to ask a question, give us a call. We're live right now, 410-922-6680. To start off with, we have an open house today at 3123 Betlow James Place. This is a three-bedroom, split, individual home, beautiful front-level yard, beautiful back fenced yard. It has new heat, new air conditioning, new roof. It even has a generator. It is not quite ready to move in. It needs some paint. It needs some carpeting, but it's priced for that. If you'd like to live in a home that is in the area called Sunrise Cedars, again, 3123 Betlow James Place, and the zip code is 21207. I will be there today right after the show. If you'd like directions, give me a call or just look it up, and hopefully we'll see some of you and share how special this home is. Thought I would talk to you a little bit about a different way to live in a home. I have, on occasion, found homes for multi-generational people. In other words, parents, grandparents, kids, aunts, uncles, who want to live together, who want to share expenses. This arrangement offers benefit that can make life more enjoyable. One of the most appealing aspects is that financial saving. Think of it, with housing costs rising, pooling your resources. So if you've got parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles who can afford a bigger, much more comfortable home than they could on their own, then sharing the responsibilities of the daily tasks, they don't seem so burdensome. If you've got family members around, it makes life easier to tackle the tasks like cooking or cleaning or caring for pets, child care, elderly relatives that need some care. Living together can strengthen family bonds, and sharing space means more time spent together, celebrating special occasions, creating memories. This closeness fosters emotional support and connection, helping everyone feel more included and less isolated. Another advantage is the built-in support system for caregiving. Younger family members can assist with child care. Older relatives offer wisdom and guidance. Multi-generational homes can be designed to suit everyone's needs. Maybe it can offer private areas for individual families alongside common spaces for gathering and socializing. Living together as a family or relatives across different generations can make life easier. It can help preserve tradition. It can allow younger family members to learn from their elders. And having family close by can also improve emotional health by lowering that stress and loneliness. Overall, that multi-generational living can foster a supportive environment that benefits everyone, making life feel more connected. Now, multi-generational living and sharing a house is not for everyone. Make sure you do a lot of research. Make sure that you've talked about it. Make sure you've traveled together. Make sure you get along at holidays to see if this is a possibility for you. I've sold a number of homes in the past year that have been perfect for multi-generational living, where we've had parents. We've had grown children. We've had grandchildren. We may have had an aunt or an uncle in the home. And the thing to do is to find that special home that still has enough room to give you the privacy that you need, but the closeness you need, and a home that you can all afford to live there. Think about it. When you need maintenance, you only need one roof. You only need one gas and electric bill. You only need one lawn service. You only need one insurance bill on the house. So there are some ways to really work with the finances there that you can save money. You can probably live better. Anybody who has the idea of wanting to live like that in a multi-generational home, or if you're doing it, if you've got some positives, if you've got some negatives, give us a call. We'd like to hear about it. Number right now is 410-922-6680. So while I was writing about this multi-generation living, I had a friend make a comment saying, you know what? I've always thought about doing that, getting a couple of best friends together and sharing a home. And I said, why don't you do it? And she said, well, the two gals have already moved out of town. So I thought we would kind of explore that a little bit. Have you ever thought about sharing a home with friends or with anyone? Think about the show The Golden Girls. The idea can transform your life into a fun-filled adventure. Just think, waking up every day to laughter, companionship, of friends who support you. Living together can eliminate the feelings of loneliness while creating a nurturing environment where you can thrive. Think about what kind of groups. Who would you live with? Do you play cards? Do you play mahjong? Do you golf? Maybe real estate agent. Maybe high school friends going back to reunion. Maybe these would be the people that you've got things in common. You were good friends. Talk about the possibility of maybe sharing a home. Of course, you first got to decide whether you're going to live, where you're going to live in the same city, and then what kind of property you would want. Now, sharing a home, again, just like with the multi-gen, you could combine your resources. You could hire all the help for chores like cleaning and cooking and maintenance and gardenings, and it means less time focused on those mundane tasks, more time for what truly matters. Maybe you like to golf. Maybe you like to walk. Maybe you like to visit museums. If you love to cook and you enjoy gardening, do it. You have the choice of doing only the parts that you love. Think about hiring someone to handle your shopping, your cleaning, your tilling of the garden, your weeding, so that you can enjoy the bounty of whatever you grow, whether it's flowers or food. But how do you find the right house? Well, you got to engage your friends. And your friend might be the realtor, of course. The same homes that work for the multi-generation housing can also be perfect for the sharing that I'm talking about. Look for a space that allows each person their own privacy, a layout with separate bedrooms and bathrooms, while still providing other necessary areas where each of you can can get away and engage in individuals' hobbies and crafts. You still want shared space together, maybe for playing games or watching movies or cookouts, as well as a big enough kitchen. Yep, you need a big enough kitchen to accommodate more than one cook, unless you hire that cook. Make this living arrangement even more meaningful. Maybe you could start traditions such as a weekly movie night or themed dinner parties. Or maybe you find other people that are living together who you can share these ideas with. I think that when you share a home with friends, you can deepen connections. You can create and build on the lifelong memories you already have. Take the plunge. Embrace the idea. And as suggested by my friend Carol Williams, consider the happiness and support that a shared living space can bring to your life. Time to turn the page on loneliness. Time to embark on this exciting journey together. I kind of have a feeling that there might be people listening to this radio show right now that may have some people they thought, maybe I could live with them. Maybe we could share a house together. Think about it. If you're already doing this, if you've got some words of wisdom for us, give us a call. You can reach us right now, 410-922-6680. And by the way, I have brought this suggestion up in other groups, and I have gotten very, very mixed reactions. Some think it is the absolute most terrific idea in the world, live together, share chores, not be lonely. And on the other side, I have people saying, are you kidding? There is no way I could live with one or two other people. There is no way I can get used to that. I need my privacy. I need my own home. I don't want anybody else in my home. So it's very interesting. This is not, as I mentioned, this is not for everybody, but it might be a good idea instead of when you think of where do I go as we get older. Do we go to assisted living? Do we go to a group home? Maybe this could be an idea where friends could do this together. And then as they need any kind of help, you would bring that help in, whether it's somebody to care for you, whether it's somebody, as we mentioned, to clean for you, to take care of the house. Maybe, you know, your medical people can come in and help you all out. It's just an idea. I don't see many people doing this, but I really can see this idea taking off. In the past, I know many families lived together, mothers, fathers, grandparents, kids, aunts, uncles, and pooled their finances so they could afford to do that. And with that, they got this full benefit of learning about culture and older interacting with younger. It could be a wonderful solution if that is a possibility for you. We are going to take a quick break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. Sometimes I talk about buyers, sometimes I talk about sellers, sometimes I talk about listings. I wanted to share a little bit for the newer agents that are in the business, for the newer loan officers that are in the business, and share with you some of the things that I've learned, that we've all learned over the years. Becoming a real estate agent is very challenging, and it requires a lot of dedication. But despite these challenges, I think the rewards make it worthwhile if it's a fit for you. When I see a buyer's excitement when they find their dream home, even though it's taken us a year to do that, helping a seller find the right buyer, even though maybe I'm the third real estate agent and their home has been on the market for a really long time, those are the kinds of things that are absolutely exciting to fit people so that they are, you're matching the right buyer with the right home. And for me, it is nothing but excitement. But while this path to becoming a successful agent can be very challenging, and the joy of helping someone find that home actually makes it worthwhile, you connect with people, you connect with homes, and you figure out. It's kind of like being a matchmaker, but the challenges are very real. There's a lot to understanding contracts. There's a lot to keeping up with the changing market trends, the multitasking that you need to do, the constant going to take classes, to continue learning, to sometimes, a lot of times, having these unexpected requests, like a, you might have a buyer who wants to see the house right that minute and you're in the middle of dinner. All of these kinds of things you have to be able to accommodate or set your own boundaries. People are going to give you lists of exactly what they want in a house. You're going to find that perfect home that has every single one of those features. They want a single family home. They want it air conditioned. They want it gas heat. They want it in a certain school system. They want it a split level. It's a split level. It's in move-in condition. Every single thing that's on their list. And yet, when you show them the house, they go, don't like it. Don't know why, just don't like it. And that can be frustrating. But remember, you need to, you're not selling houses. You are introducing people to homes so that they can make the decision. I have so many times heard agents say, I found everything they wanted and they didn't like the house. And that's something that happens frequently. Just because you describe a home that you want, just because you tell somebody the everything that you need in the house and you find that house, it still may not be that right match. And some days, I'm going to tell you, new agents, seasoned agents, also lenders and everybody else in the profession, some days you are going to love what you're doing. Some days you are going to feel absolutely like the fire. And other days you're going to feel like the extinguisher. There is no 2 days that are alike. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be joy. There is this wonderful feeling when you do match the buyer and the seller and the right property. But that journey is like climbing a mountain, probably sometimes in high heel shoes. But the view from the top, when you help someone find that perfect home, it's amazing. I've been in my home for a long time. You've heard me say before, absolutely love what I where I live and my home. And my goal is to find somebody when they're looking for a home, not a home like mine, but a home that they appreciate and love and can afford as much as I love mine. And then there's chaos, there's challenges, there's happy moments with clients. And you've got to just get used to the ups and downs of the real estate world. It's very interesting. What brought this up is that this week I got the opportunity to speak to someone who's just taking her real estate licensing course to become a realtor. And I've just talked to a loan officer who is relatively new in the business. And I find it a lot of fun that I can share this knowledge that I have accumulated over all these years and then share it. None of us can learn everything from transactions. None of us can learn everything from taking courses. We learn with each transaction we make, and I would dare to say there's not an agent out there who does a transaction, no matter how many years they've been in it, that they haven't learned or witnessed something new. And that's the real beauty of real estate. Do you love a challenge? Can you take the people's indecision about this is what I want, finding it, that's not what I want, getting under contract and saying, I made a mistake, get me out of it. So many things like that. You never want to hear those words after you meet somebody a few months after you've sold a home to. And you go, hi, how's everything going? And they go, we made a mistake. Doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's heartbreaking to hear that somebody calls me and said they're ready to move. And I say, how long have you been there? And they say, less than a year. And I go, oh my goodness, what's wrong? And they give me some kind of story about it was the wrong place to move. It's it can be very, very difficult. And with all this excitement and the love I have of real estate and matching people with homes and with properties and listening to what they need, it's not for everyone. If you love looking at houses, that's not enough. If you love people problems, that's not enough. If you love challenges of how to learn new things, that's not enough, because you need all of those things to come together to really make sure that when you're working for a buyer, when you're really working for a seller, that you're giving them your all. If you are not taking care of yourself, if you are overwhelmed, if you've taken too much on, if you're on vacation and you don't have coverage, all these things can really interfere with a seller. And as some sellers say to me, you know, you really need a vacation. I go, okay, when? They said, no, you need to wait until after you've sold my house. You can't take off while you're with me. I need you. So it is very interesting. I think any of you who've been listening to me over the many years and have worked with me know that I really do love what I'm doing when you say, I can't find a home or I can't sell a home. I go, why not? Let's figure out what's going to make that happen. I think you haven't been introduced to the right home. And if your home hasn't sold, it means that the right person hasn't seen it yet. Let's find those people. Let's make that happen. Let's see. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is buyers, agents, buyers, when they are looking at houses and they want to make an offer, that sometimes you only get one shot at making that offer, because in a competitive housing market, it's really important to understand the buyer's emotional connection with the house. It's not about making a good offer. It's about how deeply the buyer feels about the property. When you truly love a home, that passion comes through. And one of the ways to gauge this emotional investment is I will ask a buyer, if I'm working with them and they're about to put an offer in, how would you feel if someone else made a $1,000 higher offer and you lost this house? You've got to think along those lines. Such questions help a buyer realize how much they want a property, and they need to create that sense of urgency that encourages a quick action if they're genuinely interested. Now, lots of agents say, no way, we're not going in with their best offer. Lots of buyers will say that. And again, I think you need to have an agent who's working for you, who knows how to negotiate. But if it's a home that you could not absolutely tolerate losing, you may have to negotiate in a different kind of way. And when buyers have this enthusiasm, it rubs off. You can hear it in their negotiation. You really need good representation of an agent who knows how to present your wants and needs. They need to find out what that seller needs. What would be the deciding factor of making a seller accept your offer? Maybe it's not just about money. Maybe it's about the kind of loan you're getting. Maybe it's about they either need a very fast closing, or maybe they need a closing to accommodate the children's school year. Maybe they need the time because of a work schedule, or maybe they're retiring and can't move until the end of the year. The more your agent can find out about the sellers from the other agent, the more your agents are working together. When I call an agent and say, tell me, what would be an ideal settlement date for your people? What would do they need a rent back? Anything like that that would make it work. Maybe it's not financial. And those are the kinds of ways that the buyer's agents, the seller's agent work together. Not that we're not working for our clients. We are. But we also want to make sure that the buyer, if possible, can accommodate the seller, and the same that the seller can accommodate the buyer, as long as their needs are being met. And we can help our clients navigate this home buying process, this combination of emotional insight and strategic negotiation is the way we win in today's market. But again, sometimes you only get that one shot, and it's very sad to see somebody who loses a house and find out, you know, weeks later that it went for maybe less than they were going to offer because they didn't want to offer, or it went for a few dollars more. Again, make sure you know what you want. Make sure you know how to negotiate, and you've got somebody on your side who also knows how to negotiate. We are going to step out for another break. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, or you can text me 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show or text me 410-530-2400. What I'm really here for, guys, is to help you buy homes and sell your homes. So I want to tell you, if you're a buyer, listen to some of these special properties that I have. I've got an immaculate move-in condition colonial, 4 to 5 bedrooms with a 2-car garage with open floor plan, fenced backyard with a patio, and enclosed screened-in high-ceiling sunroom, huge kitchen, hardwood floors, central air, gas heat, all in an area of family homes. There is a swimming pool in the neighborhood that you that is for you to use. There's playgrounds. It's a really family-oriented neighborhood. It is a Beazer home. And if you're interested in a move-in condition, 4 to 5 bedroom colonial that is ready right now, give me a call. This home is at 2007 Thistlewood Road, and that's in 21209. That's off of Smith Avenue between the Smith Avenue, Green Spring, and Mount Washington. A beautiful home ready for someone to actually put a contract in, and they can move in this week. That's how ready it is to go. Another home that I have that's coming on the market is a Cheswell stone home. It is an absolute charming stone cottage. It showcases the handcrafted details throughout. This is not just a little house. This is a house that has been lived in and loved in and had the absolute perfect care to it. Every inch of this house is done with beautiful workmanship. It's one of these homes that you kind of need to see. Even though it's an 80-year-old home, it has everything modern, from air conditioning and central heating and the brand new bathrooms, a 10 turn roof, all of these wonderful ideas. So if you're thinking about a home that just has fabulous, immaculate, handcrafted details and on a lot that is beautifully landscaped with hand-cut stones and bamboo sections, this is one of those homes that is deceiving. I'd love to show it to you. If you've got questions about this Cheswell stone home, please give me a call. And again, if you're working with the real estate agent, or if you are a real estate agent, give me a call. Let's get us all together to see if this might be the right home for you. Another one, very different. This is a co-op. I have a studio co-op in 11 Slade, unit 614. It's got a balcony. It has wood floors, and it is ready to move in. In fact, if you'd like, you could even have the furniture that's there. It's a turnkey operation. Thinking about a studio apartment, one person, please give me a call. And with this co-op, the co-op fees include all utilities except a little bit of electric. It includes valet parking. It could it includes social rooms. It includes front desk personnel. And on top of all of that, it also includes your monthly taxes. Very unusual. We do not have many co-ops in Baltimore. In fact, this is the only one we have in Baltimore County. This is an interesting buy. If you're interested, give me a call, 410-530-2400. If you're a real estate agent, give me a call. Make sure you know the rules and regulations of a co-op, which are different than a condo. Other homes that I have that I really need, I've got buyers who are looking for homes right now. I need a townhouse in the Northwest area, move-in condition, three bedrooms, central air, gas, heat. A garage would be nice, but not necessary. I'm looking for several townhouses right now. If you're thinking about selling a townhouse in the 21208, 21209, please give me a call. I'm also looking for a stone. Here's an unusual. They want a all-stone, mid-century modern rancher with a two-car garage. And if you've got one, if you know someone who has this mid-century modern stone and glass rancher with the garage, go up to $1 million. And the location is not crucial. They really want a special home, and this is what they want. So if you've got one, no matter where it is, give me a call. I need homes of all sizes. I need starter homes. If you've got any 2-3 bedroom homes that have a little bit of a yard for the children, I need this. I'm finding that buyers are being left out. They cannot afford to buy homes. So think about it. Maybe you have a 2-bedroom home. Maybe they could later add on to that 2-bedroom home. Maybe for a young couple, a young roommate starting out could start off with a smaller home and then add to it later on. At least they would get into the market. At least they would start to have a stake in it instead of wasting money on rent. Think about that. Maybe we can find you that small home. Or if you've got that small home that you're thinking about selling now or in the near future, give me a call. Maybe we've got the right place for you. Maybe you are ready to let your home go. And again, if you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, I've got people waiting in town and even out of town who are moving to Baltimore who are looking for properties. If you think you might have something that you're thinking about putting on the market soon, give me a call. Again, you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Leave a message or text me. And that is going to lead us right into a break. You've been listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. You can reach me again after the show, 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Again, we're at the last section of our show all about real estate. You can text me 410-530-2400. You can see all of my properties and get information on my website, which is margaretrome.com, or just call me, as I said, 410-530-2400. I'm telling you about the homes that I have coming on the market, some that are on the market. Let me tell you about a few that I need that I've got buyers for. And these are buyers that are already qualified and ready to purchase as soon as we find a home. We are looking for a minimum of 10 acres, a home that could be used as a small farm. It could be many more acres, but a minimum of 10 acres. It could be anywhere within an hour's drive of the Baltimore area. If you're thinking of selling a property or maybe having a property that you just don't want to take care of anymore, that could be farmed. This is a young people who would like to start their own food production and live off the land kind of thing. If you've got that, please give me a call. I also need a home on the water. And this is an interesting one. They live in Baltimore. They need to have fairly easy access to Baltimore, but their goal is to have a single family home that's on the water. If you have a home that's not too far from Baltimore that would be an easy commute, I have special, very special buyers who are looking for a home that they can live in, they can purchase without selling their home. When the right home becomes available, they're ready to go. And I can almost say that price is not an object. It is finding the right home. So if you've got a home on the water close enough to commute to Baltimore, please give me a call. Let's see if we can't match you up with those people. also, I need a townhouse. I need a townhouse in the Falls. If you know anybody who is thinking about that, that would be exactly what we're looking for. I have lots more buyers that I'm sharing with you that are looking for homes, even though some people will say, nope, it's a buyer's market, nope, it's a seller's market. And as you've heard me say multiple times on this show, if your home sells, it's a seller's market. If your home doesn't sell, it's a buyer's market. If the buyer finds the perfect home at the perfect price, it is the buyer's market. So forget markets. It is just like the weather. There is no average temperature, just like there's no average price range of a house anymore. It's a matter of you finding the home that meets your needs, that meets your family's needs. And when you find that home, have you sold your present home? Because there are times when people are looking for a house and they are just looking, I want to see this house, I want to see that house. And then when they say, well, do you have a house to sell? Well, of course. Well, can you buy this house before you sell this house? I don't know. Let's talk about it. So again, looking for a home, buying a home, make sure that you know what you are qualified for. Make sure your entire family knows what they want. It's not just you moving. It's not just you purchasing or selling a home. You've got to think about the other members in your family. And as I say, when your home is ready and when the people who live in your home are ready, then that's the time to sell your house. Forget whether it's summertime or springtime or wintertime. I've seen people who have waited until the spring to sell the house because everybody says, oh, the best time to sell the house is in the spring. Put their house on in the spring thinking that they're going to get a quick sale and wind up selling it in the middle of a snowstorm. So there is no real exact time to sell a house, to buy a house. The time is when you are ready and the right house appears. If you're thinking about selling a home, if you're thinking about buying a home, if your new agent, new lender who wants to talk to me during the week, please don't hesitate to reach out. Again, would like for you to stop by this open house that I'm having today. Should be there within the next hour. And this is a home that is at 3123 Betlow James Place. That's 21207. Or give me a call for directions, 410-530-2400. Go enjoy this beautiful week.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.